This is Site Plan 23-23, Grotto's Pizza Corporate Office, final revised final site plan.
This is a revised final site plan for the establishment of a three-story, 13,860-square-foot, more or less, corporate office for the Grotto's Pizza Restaurant chain. 70 spark parking spaces, including two parking spaces to accommodate electric vehicle charging and parking and other associated site improvements. Specific revisions to the plans include the removal of 12 apartment units in lieu of an additional 6,290 square feet of office space, reduction in the overall square footage of the plans by 6,277 square feet from 20,137 to 13,860 square feet, a reduction in at-grade square footage by 3,494 square feet, the addition of approximately 13 parking spaces from the previous proposal and the relocation of the loading space to the southernmost portion of the site. The property is located within the combined highway corridor overlay zone. The Planning and Zoning Commission approved the final site plan and landscape plan for the proposal at their meeting of Thursday, October 27, 2022. The property is located on the east side of Bay Vista Road, Sussex County Road 273A, and the south side of Coastal Highway Route 1. The revised final site plan applies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcel is District 334, MAP 19.00, parcel 170.03. The zoning is C1 General Commercial, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting final approvals be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
So they got rid of all the residential, so this is nothing but commercial now, correct?
That's correct.
So then, based on that, guess what I'm going to ask for? Interconnectivity, where is it? So
it looks as if from the aerial photo, if I can assist, it looks as if it actually exists at the moment between two parcels, but then on the proposed drawing, you can see there's a car parking space, and then G1 is this, if you look at the key notes, it's a landscaped island. So as it's currently shown, it wouldn't allow for interconnectivity. So if that was the Commission's requirement, then staff could require that the final stamped plans address that and show a cross access easement along with all the detail required as part of that.
Okay. Anything else anybody wants on this?
Thank you.
Okay. Then I know it was a shock to everybody that I asked for that, but I make a motion to approve the revised final site plan for Grotto's. Site plan 2323, Grotto's Corporate Office, with final to be made by staff upon receipt of agency approvals and the showing of the cross-access easement on the plan.
I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the revised final site plan, Site Plan 23-23, Grotto's Pizza Corporate Office, with the stipulation stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Site Plan 23-17, Rehoboth Marketplace Revised Final Site Plan.
This is a revised site plan for the construction of a proposed 3,062 square foot more or less restaurant, 400 square foot more or less patio, a total of 30 parking spaces and other related site improvements on a 0.23 acre more or less portion of an existing commercial site containing 8.63 acres, more or less. The property is located on the north side of Airport Road, the south side of Coastal Highway Route 1, and the southeast side of Miller Road, Sussex County Road 270A. The property is located within the combined highway corridor overlay zone. The applicant has submitted a request to waive the requirements of the combined highway corridor overlay zone, which requires a 60-foot front setback, a 20-foot landscaped buffer, as well as to permit the proposed 7 parking spaces to be located within the front yard setback. Staff would like to note that the combined highway corridor overlay zone waiver should be submitted to the Board of Adjustment as opposed to the Commission in this case. And we would also like to note that the plan does not meet the required parking needs, which is to be set at 60 for this plan.
Okay.
And the use.
So is this, just real quick, is it a revised preliminary or final? Because it's listed as final on the agenda.
Revised final, and I believe that's because it's a part of the parcel
prior final
that has a commercial center already a part of it.
Okay.
But either way, this is not something we need to really be making a motion on now, correct? Because it's got to go to the
Correct. So staff have discussed this with the applicant, that there's been some back and forth, but we brought it to the commission for discussion purposes because there's multiple things going on here. One, it will have to go to the Board of Adjustment. Any relief from the combined corridor highway overlay zone, that has to go to the Board of Adjustment and as part of their process. And the second is the reduction in parking, and then the third is landscaping. I understand that there's no landscaping plan as part of this. So essentially it's here for discussion purposes, and we ask that beyond discussing it, the commission take no action tonight. So.
Okay, because I had lots of that. Those, you answered several of my questions there with we don't know, or you know, we don't have the answer. Because as I was reading through this one, it was like, oh, we're going to use part of the building for a restaurant and the other part is for a building.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah. That makes sense. So but half of the parking that's required is...
No.
Yeah.
That doesn't work.
I would like to note there have been talks with our office about a shared use agreement for the parking lot further south within that parking center, but nothing has been submitted to our office as of now.
Wait, across the street? Airport
just
road?
Directly, yeah, no, directly south.
I think it's in front of the old food line.
Like right the Pete Steak here, Shop.
Here, here, here. Okay. All right, that...
Because it's confusing, too. Because our office is right across the street, but they have on the map, it identified as the Millville Volunteer Fire Company, which is... It throws you. That's
it took
right.
me a while yeah. to just get the yeah. whole yeah. thing.
It should be the yeah. Vernon Office Park or something like that, which shows up on one of the other plans is accurate.
Okay. Huh.
Well, my comment would be that the plan needs to come back in a form that conforms to the ordinance, or they need to have some compelling reasons why it doesn't. That's my concern.
Agree.
And then no landscape shown.
Well, that's part of the ordinance. Yeah, the ordinance says you got to have it. Yeah. You got to have it. I mean, so
incomplete. So is that something that goes away if they're granted a waiver from the Board of Adjustment?
So that's the first component, the landscaping buffer. The board can give them a variance for that.
But not that it goes away completely, just the dimensions of it.
Correct.
Just still would have to show a landscape
correct.
Plan.
Right.
Yeah. The commission can still then require landscaping, so.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So then I make a motion to defer?
Or I just don't think you need to take any action.
I think okay. We'll just take no action, so.
Okay. All right.
All right. Thank you. Our next item is subdivision 2021-34, Suncrest, formerly known as Marsh Homestead, revised preliminary subdivision plan.
This is a revised preliminary subdivision plan for a coastal area cluster subdivision to consist of 36 single-family lots with private roads, open space, and proposed amenities to include a pavilion with a fire pit, bocce ball courts, pickleball courts, and walking paths. The preliminary subdivision plan was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, January 12, 2023, for 36 lots. The property is located on the south side of Waterview Road, Sussex County Road 279A, and Camp Arrowhead Road, Sussex County Road 279, approximately 0.17 mile east of the intersection of Camp Arrowhead Road and Waterview Road. The revised preliminary subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes and all conditions of approval. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 12, Parcel 22.31, and the zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residentials, and staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Okay, so we'll see a landscape plan for this one when it comes back at final, I'm assuming?
It's a preliminary, so we need to need, yeah, so, and you can make any approval contingent on that. So.
It was just one of the things that the neighbors had asked for, what the buffer was going to be and what it was going to be like, so I just want to make sure it shows up.
Sure.
Okay, then I'll make a motion to approve the revised preliminary subdivision plan for 2021-34 Suncrest, formerly known as Marsh Homestead.
A second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the revised preliminary subdivision plan, subdivision 2021-34 Suncrest, formerly known as Marsh Homestead, as a preliminary. And you want to come back?
Yes, I want the final.
Okay. As a preliminary. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. All right, our next item is site plan 23-13, Embleton Event Venue. This was conditional use 2319. Preliminary and final site plan.
This is a preliminary and final site plan for the Embleton Event Venue, S23-13, for the use of an existing 3,900 square foot building for a proposed salon and event venue, parking, and related site improvements. Conditional use 2319 was approved by Sussex County Council on Tuesday, October 18th, 2022, through ordinance number 2890. The parcel is located on the south side of Memory Road, Sussex County Road 613. The preliminary and final site plan comply with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. The tax parcel is District 430, Map 3, Parcel 20.08, and the zoning is AR1, Agriculture Residential, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Anybody have any questions or thoughts? Okay, then I make a motion to approve the preliminary and final site plan for S2313 Embleton Event Venue, conditional use 2319.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve site plan 23-13 Embleton Event Venue, conditional use 2319 as a preliminary and a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is site plan 23-11, Lands of Jace LLC, revised preliminary site plan.
This is a revised preliminary site plan for the construction of a proposed 9,960 square foot commercial building for retail and office use and other site improvements. The parcel contains 1.24 acres more or less and is located on the north side of Lewis Georgetown Highway, Route 9. The applicant has submitted a waiver requesting relief for parking within the front setback, and the revised site plan complies with the Sussex County zoning codes. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 10, Parcel 199.00, and the zoning is B2 Neighborhood Business District. Staff are awaiting agency approval. Should the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting final approvals be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals. We also would like to note there were notes of interconnectivity to both of the parcels going east and west, but staff kind of wanted a little bit more clarification on the type of material used and that the parking spaces were going to be removed in that time when interconnectivity is required.
Okay, so that was, wow, you're taking my thunder there, yeah, because I remember that was one of the things that we requested on this. So, okay, so you will handle to make sure that there is interconnectivity and that they've marked where they're going to put it and how they're going to do it. All right, then I will make a motion to approve the revised preliminary site plan for the S2311 Lands of Jace LLC, with final to be by staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals and under the conditions of showing interconnectivity, materials, grading, and spot.
Surfacing.
Okay.
And surfacing.
Serving, yeah.
Surfacing, right.
There. Surfacing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Second?
I second.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. Good. All right, it's been moved and seconded to approve the revised preliminary site plan for site plan 23-11, Lands of Jace LLC, with the final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other agency approvals and subject to the other stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is site plan 23-18, Puris Commercial Center, revised preliminary site plan.
This is a revised preliminary site plan for the construction of a proposed 8,000 square foot, two-story commercial building for retail use on the first floor and office use on the second floor, the addition of a one-way drive lane located to the rear of the proposed building, and other site improvements. The parcel contains 2.66 acres more or less and is located on the north side of Atlantic Avenue, Route 26. The Planning and Zoning Commission approved the preliminary site plan with final approvals to be made by staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals at their meeting of Thursday, August 27, 2015. Since this approval, only phase one of the previously approved site plan has been constructed. The revised preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcel is District 134, Map 11, Parcel 178. The zoning is CR1 Commercial Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting final approvals to be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Okay, on this one, I really can't say a whole lot about where my concern is because it was already approved with the original design and it's in part of phase one. But I would hope that if the engineer's listening, they would consider that when they bring back the final. That concrete, the access road going in there and that concrete loop at the bottom of it right there, yeah, Jess, that.
Yeah.
It's very awkward for the traffic coming in versus the traffic going out, and then to add more traffic going in and out with the new building and additional parking in the back is going to make it even worse. So I would hope that they would consider eliminating that whole big loop there, the concrete landscape area, if you will. But having said that, with regards to S23-18 Purist Commercial Center, I make a motion to approve the revised preliminary site plan with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve site plan 23-11 Lands of Jace LLC revised preliminary site plan as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals and with the recommendations that were made in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is subdivision 2022-11 Hunter's Creek, request for clarification of conditions of approval.
The Planning and Zoning Department has received a request for clarification of a condition of approval that has been established for the Hunter's Creek subdivision plan, subdivision 2022-11. Specifically, the applicant has requested further information to determine if emergency access complies with condition G, which states there shall be vehicular entrances to this development via both Omar Road and Hickory Manor Road. The development shall comply with all DLDOT entrance and roadway improvement requirements associated with the Omar Road and Hickory Manor Road entrances. Further to the preliminary approval that the Planning and Zoning Commission granted on September 8, 2002, the applicant has a tentative proposal that has been outlined in the letter from Plitco LLC dated April 17, 2023. It is requested that the Commission clarify whether this proposal meets the requirements of Condition G. Staff note that a request to amend Condition G was previously reviewed by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, November 3, 2022, and this request was denied. The minutes from that meeting have been provided in the published packet. The most recent version of the subdivision plan has also been provided. Tax parcels are District 134, Map 11, parcels 102 and 103. Zoning is MR, Medium Density Residential Zoning District.
I will tell you that I was at a meeting on Monday with the head of emergency services for Sussex County. Emergency services has a goal of getting to everyone's house from 911 to your door in under 8 minutes. In the last year, that's gone from 4 minutes to 7.47 minutes because they can't get through traffic. There's no interconnectivity. He said this, I didn't. They can't get, people are making changes, putting in speed bumps, gates. They can't get into places to get to people. And when they park on the street because there's not enough parking. So he was just one thing after another saying that this is becoming really difficult to deal with and we're playing with people's safety.
And that's exactly why our motion included a second entrance.
I agree.
So I make a motion to deny their request for to change the conditions.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded to deny the request for clarification of conditions of approval for subdivision 2022-11 Hunter's Creek. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Okay. The next item is Lands of Bolton Properties LLC conceptual preliminary minor subdivision off of a 25-foot easement.
This is a conceptual preliminary minor subdivision plan for the subdivision of a 4.438-acre more or less parcel of land into four lots and residual lands off of a 25-foot ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot 1, 2, 3, and 4 each consist of 0.750 acres more or less, and the residual lot consists of 1.389 acres more or less. The property is located on the south side of Stockley Road, Sussex County Road 280. The preliminary minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. Zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District. Tax parcel is District 234, Map 5, Parcel 26. Staff are awaiting agency approvals and would request final approvals to be made by staff.
25 feet, we're good, as far as the easement.
In terms of the commission can approve an easement that wide, just a couple of observations, if I may, just because of the number of the lots, we do not have a maintenance agreement in the current conceptual plan. We do not have grading. These are below an acre. So by all means, if the commission were overall happy with the width, then staff could work with the applicant to obtain that. But effectively, this drawing has a waiver in it for grading, and right now it does not show a maintenance agreement. So.
Well, we definitely want the maintenance agreement. That was certainly going to be part of the thing.
Great.
I'm okay with it being only four lots, or five lots. We want to get a great work with them on getting a grading plan.
For consistency, staff have been pushing for this for anything less than an acre, especially with minors. If you have multiple lots of less than an acre, then yes, we'd ask for that, if we could please.
It just creates so many problems with that, but that they deal with, and engineering deals with, and building permits deals with. If people start changing the grade too much, then it starts flooding neighboring lots.
Oh, well, since based on the puddle in my backyard, I would agree. So,
speaking from experience
in this, you know, and I look up at my neighbor's yard. So anyway, okay, so then I would make a motion to grant, how do we say this, the conditional preliminary minor subdivision off a 25-foot easement with as long as a maintenance agreement is reached and a grading plan?
Yeah, and they include a grading plan.
Okay. Yep. And then the final can be by staff?
Mm-hmm. I second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the conceptual preliminary minor subdivision off a 25-foot easement for lands of Bolton Properties as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other agency approvals and subject to the other stipulations in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Phyllis L. Kulick, minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision for the subdivision of a 2.68 acre more or less parcel of land into two lots and residual land, or two lots to include the residual lands. Proposed parcel A consists of 1.39 acres more or less, with the residual lands consisting of 1.28 acres more or less. The property is located on the east side of Gravel Hill Road, Route 30 in Milton, Delaware. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the maintenance of the shared driveway, which will serve parcels 15.01, 15.02, and proposed parcel A. The minor subdivision complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Code. Tax parcel is District 235, Map 25, Parcel 15. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
They really went for interesting lines on this one. I think we've got everything we need then for this one, right? We've got the maintenance agreement, grading proposal, yes, no? Tell me what I'm missing.
The shared use agreement shall be established. I don't believe it is currently on the plan, but if we do final by staff and just make that part.
Sure. Okay, yeah. That's all. That's all I need to know. Then I'll make a motion to approve the minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement for the lands of Phyllis L. Kulick, with the shared use agreement being approved by staff, along with everything else, and final.
I second.
Moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement for lands of Phyllis L. Kulick as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other agency approval. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. All right, moving on to old business. Our first item of old business this evening is subject